On Acoustic Tuesday, episode 25, we're going to look at some guitars in their natural habitat. I'm going to feature an artist that is vastly different from any other artist I've ever featured on Acoustic Tuesday, and we're going to have a little bit of fingernail follow-up, if you will. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode 25. I am so pumped to dig in today, but before we get started, make sure that you never miss an episode of Acoustic Tuesday. And to do so, just click the subscribe button and make sure to hit that little bell so you get notified of every new video that gets released. And of course, if you want it delivered directly to your email, you can do that as well. Click the link in the description and you'll get full-blown access to my Guitar Geek list, which of course you will not want to miss. Ah, here we are at episode 25, a quarter of the way to 100. And that, to me, is a milestone. And this episode is chocked full of really important and exciting stuff. And speaking of important and exciting, I am, of course, joined by none other than Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first, and, of course, Levi Kawila, the man with the technical plan.
Tony.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Howdy.
These guys look stellar today. They have opposing flannels on. I missed the flannel memo, or I'm just a little bit more tolerant to the cold.
Someday I'm going to mess with you guys, and I'm going to put me on top and Noah on the bottom. It's like we're the bunk beds over on the right side in our little camping outing.
Our camping outing? Oh, well, let me just first say, we have a very exciting episode for you today. And I want to give you a little bit of a foreshadowing because some interesting developments have happened that I want to share with you on this episode. And I'm not kidding. When I say interesting developments, let's picture it as a saga and we're getting right to the juicy, meaty part of the story. But first, I got to give you the context. Back in episode 23, I kind of got really excited about Taylor's new V-Series bracing. And with that excitement came some questions. There was some words discussed in regard to that bracing that I wasn't really clear on, and I didn't really understand how the new bracing was going to impact intonation. And during that episode, I made a very direct ask of Andy Powers, the master builder at Taylor Guitars, to please explain it. And I kind of, I asked him to please shoot a cell phone video explaining the answer to my question. And there's been some developments in that area, which of course I'll get to during today's Acoustic Tuesday. But we should probably kick this off with some trivia. What do you guys think?
Let's do it.
All right. Your trivia question for the day is as follows. The Santa Cruz Guitar Shop in Santa Cruz, California, builds about how many instruments per year? Is it A, 150, B, 365, C, 500, or D, 720? Go ahead and ponder that while I dig into the guitar geekiness that is Acoustic Tuesday, starting with item number 5, guitars in their natural habitat. You know the scene, like the National Geographic cameras are out and they're just in the bushes waiting for the guitars to walk across the Sahara. That's not what I'm talking about at all, as a matter of fact. What I'm talking about is American music furniture. I want to make sure I get that right. American music furniture cabinets. These are expertly crafted, made in the US, guitar habitats. Literally, they make a product called a guitar habitat, which is offered in a couple of different sizes. It's a cabinet for your guitars with glass on the front, excellent, really stunning hardwood on the outside. But the cool thing about these cabinets is that it's an enclosed environment for your guitar. It's a safe environment for your guitar. The shelving is cork lined, so there's no marring of the finish on any of your instruments. And in the belly of the beast, in the kind of lower portion of the cabinet, there's room for a humidifier if you live in a dry climate and a dehumidifier if you live in a wet climate. It's all built in and it's ninja-like.
Ninja-like.
It's ninja-like because it's actually underneath the wood. You can't even see it. So aesthetically, it's a beautiful cabinet that looks so nice. You don't see any wires. You don't see any big humidifier packs or anything like that. And the inner workings are really taking care of your instruments. So it's a fantastic way to display your instruments in a safe manner. And I'd like to think that even spouses would hop on board with this one because it looks nice. So if you want to get one of those for your guitar den, please check those guys out. Again, it's American Music Furniture. They make the Guitar Habitat. They've got an amplifier storage system. They've got a recording desk. You can go directly to their website. And also, I featured the Low Vintage Instrument Company. I believe it was last week on Acoustic Tuesday, episode 24 or 23. And they sell the American Music Furniture as well. So please check those guys out. I think it's a very elegant way to show off your instruments. Moving on to item number 4. A fingernail follow-up. Last week on episode 24, I shared with you the Tiptonic finger picks, okay? And this is a new thing to me. This was actually brought to my attention from an Acoustic Tuesday viewer. And I'm very, very excited about these finger picks. And I had ordered them as of last week. I had just received the activator and the sizing chart, which I showed, and I've got it here, so I'll show it to you again. It's a sizing chart. So I went ahead and measured my fingernails, picked out the sizes that were applicable with their very clear instructions. And lo and behold, the next package came, and I received kind of the hidden gem of this is this killer little nail file. I'll explain more on that in a second. All my picks that I ordered and instructions on how to size the picks. Now, what I absolutely, so I've had a chance to try these picks. And let me first say, I've got a lot to say about these picks. And a lot of thought went into these picks. So I first have to say, I want a very special thank you to Jack West for taking the time to chat with me on the phone in regard to these picks. I actually ordered these and received an email saying, hey, I'd love to chat more about the product when you get a chance. So I had a chance to talk with Jack on the phone, the inventor of the picks, and he told me all the kind of trials and tribulations of making an actual fingernail pick that works for people, that feels like a fingernail. And I am here to say that these feel like fingernails. Now, when you order these picks, if you're like a fingernail picker and you don't like using your natural fingernails or you can't get long enough fingernails to actually use your fingernails to pick, these are a great fit. And speaking of fit, it's very important that you take the time to size your fingernails appropriately for these. The success of these picks really depends on the fit. And I actually asked Jack this very thing. I said, how on earth can you make sure that you have a size pick for everybody? Well, they actually, at one point in time, they went to a NAMM show and took pictures with a specially designed camera of different players' fingernails. They've got like 200 plus sizes, no joke. And really it's to ensure a great fit and a great experience with the pick. So I got these picks, put them on, and really dug into my guitar. In fact, Noah was standing by as I was messing around with the picks. Noah said, that's an involved process. And I said, well, it is, but I wanted to make sure I got the right fit. So I put them on, put them in the activator, which heats up the adhesive, went ahead and tucked the fingernail ledge under my fingernail and put the picks on, and they're a solid fit. Now, I was digging in, I was playing finger style, and I was digging in, I was doing light, dainty stuff. I was trying to make the picks fail, essentially, and they really didn't. They held up to the task. And I was running around, I was a little bit ADD that particular day, and I went and hopped, I had to hop on the computer and return a couple emails, and I thought, well, I didn't want to take them off, so I'll just go ahead and type with them on. So I typed with them on, went back to playing guitar, and lo and behold, they were really, really solid. So kudos to Jack and Britt West for making these picks available. I strongly recommend checking them out. If you want to do a deeper dive on these picks, please go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com. There's going to be links directly to their website. I can't say enough good things about them. And one of the main questions I had was, okay, when it comes time to take them off, how does this work? Because the adhesive's pretty strong. And as I was pulling them off, I thought, oh, I'm going to have all this adhesive all over my fingers. It's going to be a mess. And I'm not sure I dig these. Well, actually, I kept pulling as instructed, and the adhesive let go. There was no marks on my fingernails. There was no dents, there was no scratches, and I just went on about my business. And of course, they're reusable, so I strongly recommend them. Definitely worth trying out if you like using your fingernails to pick and you don't want to break them, or you break them frequently and you need a little bit of a more sturdy picking surface. So those are Tiptonic finger picks. Well, that was part of the mailbag because I kind of got my picks in the mail. Really excited about it, as you can probably tell. But other things came in the mailbag as well. It was a little bit of a slim pickings in the mailbag, but I did get my new episode of Acoustic Magazine from the UK, which is awesome. There's a great, dare I say, an expose on alternate tunings in this particular issue that I think is really well done, so make sure to check that out. There's also a feature on Tom Emanuel as well, who is a guitar geek through and through, and I will call him an honorary member of the Acoustic Tuesday family because he's just so darn awesome. So that was what's in the mailbag. Now, I want to get to what I'm listening to this week. I've got a lot of things, but I just want to remind you that there's an important development in the saga of Taylor's V-bracing that I'm going to share with you. I don't want you to miss it because I think this is quite possibly, I could call it breaking news for the guitar industry. So sit tight, but let's chat about what I'm listening to this week. And I featured a lot of artists on Acoustic Tuesday. And I am a sucker for duos. I love tight harmonies. I love just acoustic instrumentation when it's done well, dynamic and just beautiful. But I've never really featured any what I would call modern fingerstyle players. And really, that's what got me into the whole acoustic guitar world. I found out about Michael Hedges, and then my old boss, Ted Parrish at the Old Town School, exposed me to Preston Reed, and then all of a sudden it was Khaki King, and I got into all of these cool artists that are modern fingerstyle players. Think like percussive tapping kind of things. And the artist I'm about to share with you fits the bill. He is absolutely amazing, and I'd like to introduce to you Antoine Dufour. What I love about his playing is he's technically proficient, he's a very clean player, and he really introduces not only very inventive melodies, but also some inventive rhythms as well. A lot of times with percussive fingerstyle players, it can be very one-dimensional in that they pick one rhythm and they kind of stick with it, and you can hear that throughout their songs. Not a criticism, just something that I noticed, but Antoine is definitely a cut above the rest. His playing is incredibly dynamic and a treat to watch. So without further ado, let's check out the tune Air Ground by Antoine Dufour. Dug that song by Antoine, I would strongly recommend both of his albums, Convergences and Back and Forth. He's got some other albums out there there's a lot actually. Some duo things, some collaborations with other artists, but those two are just Antoine and wow, what a stellar musician. Now I know that he is touring. It looks like he has some dates in May in Washington and in California. So be sure to check those out if you're in that locale. He's really a treat. He's really a treat to watch. It's one of those performances where you're kind of trying to align where all the sounds are coming from. And it's mesmerizing. So I strongly recommend that. Just a treat to listen to, as I mentioned. I've got so much more to go over today. We've got breaking headline Guitar Geek news, Noah. Breaking news.
We do.
Yeah, like if we had the little I would want that. But I know that we don't have that, so I just did that just so people knew what I was talking about.
The little tape feed.
Yeah. But first, so I've got some more things to discuss, of course. But we do have to visit Noah for some small wins because, well, Noah's the small win connoisseur.
All right. Small wins for this week. I'm always surprised and pleased and excited to see all the new small wins that come in every week. Again, just for the record, I wish I could read them and share them all. So up for this week, we have a small win from Joy, who says, a small win, but huge to me. My husband bought me a Taylor 314 CE last week. I've been playing almost 3 years. Started with a horrible Rogue. Last year, moved up to a Seagull Entourage, mini jumbo rustic.
Yeah,
love my goal, but this Taylor is fantastic. I hope to pass them to my grandson, who is due any day now.
Oh man, that's like a fam jam too.
Yeah, you know? Totally. Yeah, that's a surprise fam jam.
Yeah,
fam
jam. Yeah, congratulations on the new guitar and the new grandson.
Yeah, our next small win comes from Roy. Small win, as a fellow bearded guitar geek,
nice.
I'm excited that my wife, who is also my fam jam partner, is on board with both the beard and the guitar obsession. For Christmas, she got me 2 new acoustics, and this week she got me the most incredible beard oil ever. If you're interested in checking out fantastic beard oils and balms, I seriously recommend looking up Be Humble Beard Co.
Be Humble Beard Co.
Be Humble.
That's, beard. I mean, it sounds like I need to meet this guitar geek because we have a lot in common. Whitney also, she's okay with the beard and she's okay with the guitar geekness.
Well, yeah, I mean, we are getting married now. Right?
Yeah. She kind of has to be. It's built in. I mean, it's just what you
do. Wait, isn't that when she will start to try to change you is after you guys are married?
I'm not sure how that works.
What are the rules?
Never made it this far before.
All right, moving on. Last small win for today. Bill says, finally got all the way through Scarborough Fair.
Nice.
Finger picking. Very exciting. Hope to be able to post it in the future.
Oh, looking forward to that.
I have a little story about Scarborough Fair. Levi, can I tell a little story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So several years back in Cali, I had opportunity.
That's California.
Right. California. Anyway, I had opportunity. I was hired to do the musical kind of intermission halftime deal at a local beauty pageant. Okay?
Gripping.
Okay, so the 2 songs that I did at this beauty pageant was Scarborough Fair and Daughters by John Mayer.
Okay.
I had one of my students at the time join me to do this, and he was a bass player, and I was teaching him bass. Well, when we get there, it's like this old stage. They don't have plug-ins, so we knew he wasn't going to be able to play bass. So what are we going to do now? Well, maybe you can join me some for percussion. He didn't have any percussion items. I did, but they were for my kids who were all like babies at the time. So here we are on stage, me playing Scarborough Fair and my young student with the bright blue plastic red little maracas with stars on them. It was terrible.
Hashtag make it work.
Hashtag make it work.
Hashtag MacGyver moment.
Thank you for that little sidetracking. I appreciate that.
That is outstanding. That's a small win. That's really a small win. And speaking of small wins, of course, Noah just delighted us with 3 small wins from last episode. If you ever want your small win featured, it's super easy. All you have to do is in the comments below, hashtag small win, and then go ahead and describe your small win. We love reading them. Noah does a great job of sifting through them and finding the gems. Well, they're all gems, I should say. We just can't feature them all because the small ones literally do come flooding in. So if it's you got a brand new guitar, you tried a new pick and you love it, you may have gone to a concert that you absolutely love, discovered a new artist, please share it with us, hashtag small win, and then write in the comments. And the same is true if you jammed with a family member and you want to share the guitar geek love, hashtag fam jam, and go ahead and describe that in the comments as well. Moving on to item number 2, and kind of, it actually, the fam jam thing reminded me of that. There's often scenarios in which you go to a buddy's house, fellow guitar geek's house, or maybe you're just in your own guitar den, and you've got more than one instrument, okay? If you're a guitar geek, chances are you got more than one instrument. And guitar stands like this one, they're really nice, but there's only room for one instrument. Now, I found a guitar stand made by the company Hercules. It's the model number GS432B. It's an outstanding, outstanding multi-instrument stand. This particular one houses three guitars. And what I love about it is that it folds up. It actually, the yokes on it, the part where the headstock goes in, close. The weight of the guitar as it pushes down on the yoke flips up these two little tabs so that the guitar can't just fall out of the yoke. And the bass on the stand, since it is housing three guitars, the bass on the stand is really wide, so it's a very sturdy triple instrument stand. I've used these for years. In fact, the first bluegrass band that I was ever in, the Bridger Creek Boys here in Bozeman, we had one, and it went with us to every gig because we could all throw our instruments on it. And that thing saw, I'm talking probably 500 plus gigs in the back of the van, out of the back of the van, various stages, and it was really, really incredibly roadworthy. So I strongly recommend the stand. If you're looking for something that folds up that you can bring along on the road or to a buddy's house or what have you, that's the Hercules. I call it the triple stand, but the actual model number is GS432B. It's super sturdy and ultra safe for your instruments. And of course, if you want to check that out, there's a link to it at AcousticTuesdayShow.com. Episode 25, you can click that for all the show notes. And while I'm talking about that, you know, Acoustic Tuesday is, of course, a video that you can watch. And it's also an audio podcast that you can download. But for those of you who get it by email, and I'm hoping all of you get it by email, make sure to dig into that email because there's actually some hidden gems in there. I include extra links and other, you know, song samples and other different things that I want to share with you. I just don't have time to on the actual show. So make sure to dig into that email as well. It's almost time for the
this just in.
Yeah. But I do want to know what you think about the show so far. So please, if you're watching the show, let us know you're watching and please share a comment with us. Maybe you discovered a new artist, a new product. Maybe you want us to discover something new. Please share it with us in the comments below. We love reading the comments. We love hearing from you guys. In fact, we love it so much. Noah's got some shout outs queued up and also some comments, some featured comments from last week.
Yes, I do. All right, so some of those who tuned in last week: Harry, Lewis, Brett, Tom, Tim, Jay, Joy, Roy, Richard, Emma, Bill, Ted, Gino, Pablo, Adolfo, Ron, Kate, Mo, Russ, Lori, and hey, what do you know? Eddie's Guitars showed up.
Bill and Ted, did you say?
Did
I say that? I was just talking about that with somebody.
That's excellent.
All right, so comments for today. So Jay Anthony says, love what you guys are doing, 2!
Nice.
# fam jam, played while wife and kids sang. Pick on.
That's awesome. Fantastic.
And Viking Padre, I like that moniker. Yeah. Viking Padre says, hey guys, greetings from Cleveland. Loved seeing other people's guitarsenals. And speaking of guitarsenals, last week I went to visit my sister in sunny Southern California. While there, I went to the iconic McCabe's Guitar Store in Santa Monica, and also to the amazing Claremont Folk Music Center in Claremont, CA. If you're ever in that area, don't miss it. It's like an acoustic instrument museum. On their guitar wall, I found a 1938 Kalamazoo KG-21 arch top that begged me to take it home. So # small win, I did.
Yes, I love that. I was like, please tell me you got it.
Guitarsenal photo coming someday.
Yes.
Thanks for the show.
Oh, that's outstanding.
All right. And lastly, Gina. Methinks me spies an emerald guitar behind Tony. Have we reviewed it yet? Don't you just love it?
I do love it. And the review's actually coming. We're going to film those, well, We're gonna film those in a little bit after we're done with the show. We're gonna strike the whole set and actually do some guitar reviews. And Emeralds are first up. And my impression of those are that, well, they're fantastic.
Yes, we had fun with them.
And in fact, when they first came in, it was kind of like I played them the first day they were here, and then all of a sudden, I had to come back the second day and just make sure that they still sounded as good as I initially thought, just because they're stunning. They're stunning instruments. So, those are coming for sure.
Hey, guys, are we there yet?
We're close.
Are we there yet?
Oh, I love it. I love it. So there's two quick announcements before I get into the major, major announcement, the continued saga of Taylor's V-Series bracing. There's two announcements I have. First of all, I want you to share this show with your guitar geek friends. Really, truly, from all of us here at Acoustic Life Studios, please share this show with your friends. You guitar geeks are what make this show happen. You guys are guitar geeks. You totally get other guitar geeks. So please, if you know somebody would dig this show, share it with them and encourage them to participate, because guitar geeks are continuing to unite, and you can actually help with the uniting of more guitar geeks. So please do that. And secondly, if you want to show off your guitar arsenal, please, please do that. It's super easy. All you have to do is get yourself a guitar arsenal shirt. The link's right beneath this video. And go ahead and get yourself a guitar arsenal shirt. Don that official guitar geek uniform. Gather up all your instruments. I'm talking anything. Ukuleles, basses, guitars, resonator guitars, mandolins, whatever the case may be, and take a picture of yourself with your guitar arsenal. And then all you have to do is email it in to us. And all you have to do for that is just email support@tonypolicastro.com with the subject line #guitararsenal. And you could be featured on the Acoustic Tuesday show with your guitar family, and hopefully your actual family as well. I think it's time.
Okay.
I think it's actual time.
It's here. It's here.
I'm pumped.
So, item number one, the continued saga of Taylor's V-Series bracing. Now, in episode 23, I said this already. I just want to recap and give you context. In episode 23, I was excited about Taylor's brand new bracing pattern, the V-Series bracing pattern. Super, super pumped. But I had a very specific question about the fact that, well, there's some words being used that I wasn't quite clear on. I'll tell you the exact question here because I got to set this up right. Now let me kick this off with, I absolutely I just admire Taylor as a company. They're a company that continues to push the envelope, both on the conservation end of things and the actual guitar instrument development end of things. I've always admired how they work through new things, expose the market to new things. Us guitar geeks are just, you know, we're so lucky to be in the presence of guitar makers like Taylor. It's pretty amazing, and I just want to first kick this off with, I've always admired Taylor. In fact, Andy and Bob and I go back actually quite a ways. About 3 years ago, I went out to Taylor. Actually, Levi and I were flown out to Taylor to interview Andy. In fact, I had a chance to sit down with Andy, and this was right around the time that they were launching the 600 series revamp. The maple back and sides, the protein glues, the new kind of bracing, and it was so cool because I had a chance to sit across from one of the top builders and just pick his brain about why maple. I mean, I basically came into that being kind of a skeptic of maple. It wasn't my favorite tone wood. And once after chatting with Andy, I kind of was like, wow, I totally get it. And he just speaks with such clarity and such passion about his project. It was a treat to sit down and actually, like I said, pick his brain. After that interview, we went directly into the woodroom, and I had a chance to design two guitars with Andy in terms of what was designed. It was, one of them was kind of a vintage spec, you know, think like a Grand Symphony with Adirondack and rosewood back and sides, kind of vintage appointments. And the other one was more of a modern fingerstyle guitar with Macassar ebony back and sides. But to sit in the woodroom with Andy and just kind of shoot the breeze and talk about tone woods and get his take from that builder's perspective was, wow, what an experience. And I was very, very grateful to have that. The following day, I had a chance to actually interview Bob Taylor and talk about some of the conservation work that he's doing, that he's involved in, particularly the ebony and how that whole thing works. And again, to sit across from both Andy Powers and Bob Taylor, it was like, I just, as a guitar geek, it's like a dream come true. It was really, really a fun time. And Levi and I at that point enjoyed the warm weather because I'm sure it was snowing here in Montana. but nonetheless, it was very exciting to be there. Now fast forward to present day. Let me pick right back up with Acoustic Tuesday, episode 23. I had a very specific question for Andy Powers, and since we've kind of developed a relationship, I thought, well, I'll just kind of ask him right here on the show. And I asked him very specifically what the whole notion was with how can bracing impact the intonation of a guitar? Because my thought was always that, well, you have this, the nut here, the saddle here, and the frets are spaced accordingly, and that means the guitar plays in tune, right? Well, I asked him to shoot a cell phone video and explain what the deal was with intonation and this bracing system. And wow, was I flattered and super pumped to get his response. So I actually have his response here queued up. So this is Andy's response to my question, and I think you'll like it because it contains a little hidden gem that I'm gonna tell you about here once Andy's done explaining.
Hey Tony, Andy here. I'm back in the workshop, finally recovered from my Namthrax. That was a heck of a flu that we came home with. But anyway, I heard that you were asking about the intonation aspect of these new guitars that we're building. And in all honesty, if there was a short explanation, I would have given it to people. But I'm told that the average attention span of an internet audience precludes a full-on discussion of such matters. So instead, we chose to speak in kind of metaphors or short analogies. If you'd like to come by the shop, though, I would be totally happy to give you an explanation. Just be forewarned, there's going to be a couple of terms that need to be defined, a few concepts that need to be understood. The first one that I want to explain to you is to re-examine your word intonation. Think about what that word means. In the guitar world, we tend to equate it with the word compensation, indicating that we're doing a little bit of lying and cheating to account for the string tension. You know, when we press a string down to the fret, it stretches a little extra, makes notes go sharp. We compensate for that. The word intonation actually has more to do with the state of intuneness or the accuracy of the notes that we hear. So if you think of what intonation means, if you are a singer or a violin player, a saxophone player, any other instrument, it has nothing to do with string compensation. It has everything to do with how accurate the notes are. So if you want to come by the shop, I'd be happy to show you and give you a chance to play a couple of these guitars.
So I want to first thank Andy for making that video because I know what it's like to go to the NAMM show and all of a sudden you get stuck with some sort of sickness and you're trying to get well. And he actually just pulled through and made that video for us. So huge thank you to Andy for being a little under the weather and still going ahead and answering that question. And also, a very huge thank you for the invitation to the Taylor Factory. I'm excited because I actually just earlier today was talking with Jay and some other folks at Taylor, and the trip's booked. So literally this Thursday, I'm going to be going to Taylor to chat with Andy. I'm going to get a chance to also chat with Bob about some of the conservation projects and things that they're working on. Andy's going to give me a full walkthrough of the V-Series bracing. I'm going to get to actually try out some of the guitars, which I'm very, very pumped about. And they want me to come in and do a spot on their podcast, which I'm just super pumped. I'm just like, for a curious guitar geek to be able to go to the source, I mean, that's, I'm really, really excited, and I cannot wait to keep you guys in the loop. I'm going to try and get as much footage and stuff as I can, because I want to share it with you guys. I want to give you the full report on my trip and, of course, what Andy and Bob and I discuss. So stay tuned to future episodes of Acoustic Tuesday, because hopefully I come back with a tan. That's you know, I doubt it, because
don't
I'm gonna be inside
it.
I'm gonna be inside Andy's workshop for a lot of this, but maybe he's got one of those sun lamps in there. You think?
Right. Probably not. Has a tanning bed. You know.
I don't think so. I don't think so. But I'm excited. It was funny when you were looking at those other interviews that I did.
Yeah.
I was probably about 30 pounds heavier at that point.
No. Let me take a look here.
Yeah.
Let's
not
see.
30. Not 30.
No, I don't.
Really?
Agree. Yeah.
I felt like I was like just a little bit bigger of a dude.
Nah. No, about the same.
Okay. Fair. I think there was less running at that point in time in my life. Definitely more running now. Levi is he's pulling my leg is what he's doing. That's what he's doing. All right, so we're nearing the end of this momentous episode of Acoustic Tuesday. Of course, but before I leave for California to go to Taylor, we've got to answer our trivia question, and we got to do a sneak peek into next week. So quickly, let's review our trivia question for the day, and it was as follows. The Santa Cruz Guitar Shop in Santa Cruz, California builds about how many instruments per year? 150, 365, 500, or 720? Well, the answer is 500. Only 500 instruments per year out of that shop. And since I'm talking about Santa Cruz Guitar Company, quick shout out to both Richard and Carolyn and everybody at the Santa Cruz Guitar Company. You guys rock. And I gotta say, you know, only 500 instruments per year, that's a small amount of instruments, but the care, attention to detail, and workmanship in those instruments is really unparalleled. So it's really cool that a shop of that size can make 500 guitars. It's outstanding, and they're stunning. So with that, that about puts another episode in the books. Episode 25 is nearly over, but let's take a sneak peek into next week, because next week we're gonna actually have an expansion of the Guitar Geek Library. I'm gonna feature a guitar necessity manufactured right here in Bozeman, Montana. And the guys don't know this yet, but we're gonna actually do some yoga. So make sure to stay tuned to Acoustic Tuesday. Tune in. Of course, you can catch Acoustic Tuesday every Tuesday. It airs at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. You can catch it on YouTube. And of course, as an audio podcast, just go to AcousticTuesdayShow.com for all the details, all the show notes, all the good links, and all that good stuff. And from Levi, Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first, and of course myself, we wish you the best day, the best week, and we'll see you next week on Acoustic Tuesday. Cheers.